Hey everyone, welcome to Podcast Insider. We are essentially live from Podcast Movement. Of course, Mike and I's voices are about gone. So Mike, how's, you know, this is kind of a special edition of Podcast Insider. It's going to not follow the exact format of the show.
Yeah, actually no format at all, although, like I said, Todd and I both have kind of Barry White voices.
That's right. We've been talking to literally hundreds and hundreds of folks here at Podcast Movement, but you know, welcome to the show, everyone, and it's been an interesting week talking to podcasters here at the event. What do you think? Three categories, corporate, yep. Newbies, and folks that are currently podcasting, yeah?
Oh, yeah, definitely. And it's pretty evenly split from, you know, what we've talked to here at the booth. It's been, you know, newbies and established podcasters. And, of course, these events are always like old home week, too, so you get to, you know, hang out with people that you don't see all that often, and
yep.
it's a lot of fun. We went to one of the parties last night, and you know, it was a who's who of podcasting, past, present, and future.
That's right. Though, you know, I've had some interesting takeaways this week, and it shows that the Blueberry Way, the way we keep talking to you about, is becoming more important. And I spent time with Zach from Google yesterday about 45 minutes talking with him. And I spent some more time this morning after a Google session that was run by James Cridlin from podnews.net. And we're starting to find out some tidbits about things coming from Google. And I'm going to be honest with you. If you don't have your own.com, if you're not on your own website, it's maybe not good days ahead for your show. Now, you may still get picked up, and some of these new things that they're coming up with are really, it's going to be really critical that you have your own website with good authority. So the Blueberry Way of, you know, us promoting you to have your own .com, building your own brand on your own website, it was said again and again and again and again. So, and then some news with the transcripts. We've actually talked to him in detail about transcripts. And I think our partnership with AudioBurst, you know, we're going to be looking at that a lot, too.
Oh, definitely. And, the Google's going to become more important for podcasting. And we've been kind of wanting that for a while, you know, just for some competition to, you know, Apple as far as, you know, dominating the space. And I got some news from Spotify that's going to be pretty good news as well. So
yeah, I guess to finish this Google conversation up is essentially good show notes with your topics well-defined, with your time hacks entered on those specific topics so that you have the jump to places for players in combination with the indexing that Google's automatically doing with speech to text internally to their system could add a dynamic where you're basically, for if you have a site with authority, that they're we're tipping Google, okay, where in those speech to text that they've done is really the place to point people at. And and then additional stuff is talking about having true transcripts with SDL where each word is time hacked out is going to become more important. But show notes, folks, you got to do good show notes. You know, you record the show for yourself, and the show notes are for Google, for sure.
Yeah, definitely. And as Todd said, you know, what we've been telling you to do all along is still good advice. And I think, like you said, it's going to be way more important.
But if you are on some.com/site for your primary show page, you know, they said it. All it takes is one bad actor on that service to have done spammy links, and then the whole stack gets,
yeah, the whole domain goes bad.
It gets depreciated or pushed down or individual show. So being on a vertical is probably not where you want to be. But we understand some people still don't care about that. They just want to have a show and a place to call their podcast home and have a single page.
Not one size fits all.
That's right. Hey, we did relaunch blueberry.com. You guys, if you haven't went over blueberry.com, check it out. We've got a new directory layout, new landing page for shows page. We still got some tweaks, but it's looking pretty good.
Oh yeah, definitely. We're no longer looking like 2008. We're looking like 2019.
So and of course we've the dev team is very busy. I guess for a better word, fixing the few issues that are out there. We got a couple things going on with commerce too that we have to look at. But
yep.
If you have any challenges with any of the new site or new links, let us know. And this is the start of our big UI overhaul that's going to be going on from now through 2020. So that's kind of where we're at as far as Blueberry goes, and of course our ongoing ad insertion. Basically, demo time where people can use it for free for 90 days is still going on as well.
Yep. So,
what were some of your takeaways from the show here, Mike?
Well, one of the things that really made me happy was Spotify. They've not been my favorite thing over the years or over the last couple of years, and they've finally got it, I think, as far as, you know, at least making it a little easier for people to go between hosting companies and managing their own listing over at Spotify, where where we don't have to be as involved with it, and it's not as much of a pain as it was. Like prior to this, if you were moving from hosting company A to hosting company B, the original hosting company would have to remove you from Spotify, and then you would have to say, okay, now I'm over here, and then resubmit. And what would happen was that, it wouldn't happen immediately.
Yep.
So, and now you can log into Spotify's portal yourself and change the host you're on, change the feed. And what that allows you to do is when we go pass through or anything we do directly with Spotify, if you were on another company, you can now link it to your Blueberry and everything comes up. Just perfect.
Nice.
And it's just, so much slicker, the way they should have done it in the first place.
So basically, you're in control of your show again at Spotify, which is exciting.
So, it's good to see that they got it.
But we had good discussion, too. I did a new media show with a panel with Rob Walsh, Sarah Van Mosel from Stitcher, had
Lindsay
from Pandora. And Pandora's kind of figuring it out. They're opening up submissions, so people are going to be able to submit their shows easier to Pandora. Not only that, they discussed even doing rev share with podcasters on any advertising they run around your content. So that, to me, was like, whoa, that was good news.
Certainly.
And so just little tidbits like that. But, of course, the IEB Podcast Measurement Guidelines version 2 has been a big topic here at the show. Lots of discussion about that and the positive moves made there with a couple of more companies coming on that they're now certified, and I think they're up to 8 or 9 at this point.
Right.
Did you sit in on any sessions at all?
No, I did a couple.
Right.
So that was fun. I did one on podcast distribution that was a pretty good hit there. They have these stages off in the corner of the hall here. Kind of look like an aquarium. But anyway, I filled one of those aquariums up, so that was cool. And then I did another session with Dave Jackson from Libsyn and what was her name? From Podbean.
Yeah, the gal from Podbean.
My brain is fried.
Sharon.
Shannon. Shannon. There we go. We got it. But anyway, Shannon from Podbean, and then Mackenzie was our moderator, and that went over quite well. That was a lot of fun.
Yeah, so my ad advertising Beyond the Numbers session was well attended. State of Podcasting was well attended. The New Media Show recording was the biggest. There's probably 300-400 people at that.
Yeah.
So that was good. That was done live on the live stream.
We could hear the applause all the way over here. We were all the way across the room from there.
So that was a well attended event. But otherwise, the show's been good. We've been burning the midnight oil here, obviously, but I'm telling you, this event is expanding. They're going to have a Los Angeles show on February 23rd to the 25th,
something like that.
So that's happening, and I'm finding out I'm probably going to be going to San Antonio to a podcasting event in about October. Mm-hmm. So there's lots of stuff happening here. Dragon Con is coming up. Mid-Atlantic Podcast Conference is coming up.
She Podcast Live in Atlanta.
That's right. So lots of podcasting events here throughout the end of the year that we'll be reporting on and talking about. But otherwise, Mike, you've got an interview you did, right?
Yeah, yeah. I talked to one of our newer customers, PJ Ewing. He does a podcast called The Bee's Knees, and it's all about knee surgery and the therapy device that his company does. And so it's more of a business podcast, or should I say he's doing it for his business, and he's having some pretty good success.
Well, that's pretty awesome. So I guess we'll cut loose with this interview, and then we'll be back with some more words.
All right, PJ. PJ Ewing from the Bee's Knees podcast. Welcome to Podcast Insider.
Oh, am I happy to be here. Thanks, Mike.
Yeah, we had a conversation, a tech support-related conversation a while back, and I thought you'd be a great candidate for inclusion here on Podcast Insider. You have a good story about how you're using podcasting.
I do, and it really was at the beginning of the idea that I needed you desperately, Mike. You saved the day at 2 in the morning when I was trying to connect my podcast on the WordPress, and I was in the middle of watching your video from a year ago and rewatching and then going through the steps and successfully getting everything together, very nervous, by the way, not feeling technically adept enough. And there you were. And I remember the next morning, like, oh my gosh, I have a podcast. It's working. It's amazing. And I sent you a note because at the end of your presentation, there was your email saying, man, you don't know this, but it worked. You're doing good work. And thank you because you got us going. That was the beginning of a beautiful friendship.
Yeah, only, there you go.
Only a year ago.
All right. And you guys have been you've been podcasting quite a bit since then. I've listened to a few of your podcasts. You have a kind of an interesting subject matter. By the way, we didn't even mention the name of the podcast, so tell us about it.
Oh, yeah. Well, somehow along the way, our company focuses on knees, you know, the ones that you've got above your feet, knees, believe it or not. It's a company called X10 Therapy, and the podcast is an extension of our communication. And what we do is knee recovery for people that have surgery, so replacements and other surgeries. And along the way, the phrase, that old phrase, folk phrase from the 20s, the bee's knees, kind of came up in our conversations, being something of excellence, something special. And so as I turned to the podcast and needing to put a name together and theme it and make a little bit of sense and be cute, I went to the Bee's Knees as the name, and it's worked out really great. It's led us to music that reflects, you know, Flight of the Bumblebee. You know, it's kind of a little currency that I've been able to string together from the idea of excellence and knees. So, you know, that's the nature of the podcast, is really talking about, you know, talking with people that have had trouble and have solved that trouble, recovered from surgeries or preparing for surgeries, dealing with what goes on when you have a problem. And that's the nature of what we're doing in the podcast.
Yeah. It's kind of interesting how, you know, how far people can niche down, I guess that's the right way to pronounce it. You know, in subject matter, I mean, you know, who would guess there would be a podcast dedicated to, you know, knee problems and how to recover from them and all that. And it sounds like it's going pretty well.
Well, Mike, it was pointed out to me in the early days that it's this crazy opportunity, that niche part of this thing, right? Because, you know, it's, you know, basically you could call it a blue ocean, right? There's nobody else. And when you are in marketing and you see there's nobody else in your space, you know, and you're going to go create something that could eventually stand apart, boy, is that a hard place to find on Google or anywhere else. And when I noticed that, yeah, there have been themed and various pieces that have run their course, and important hospitals have had podcasts that have come and gone or are still there, but there's nothing that really focuses on this tiny little area of, you know, recovering from knee surgery. And of course, that's our business. So I was all the more enthusiastic when we sort of discovered that we could stand apart from everybody else our product is quite different, you know, first, but secondly, there's this opportunity here to, because if you look at our competitors on Google and other places, there are hundreds of very big players in recovery from knee surgery, right? That's you know, knee hardware manufacturers and hospitals and doctors and you name it. There's a ton of energy and money being spent to capture people's attention. But over here, there isn't. And it was obviously very interesting to me when that happened, when I noticed that, I guess, at least.
Yeah, and that's, you know, a lot of the more successful niche podcasts, you know, that's the case. There's nobody else talking about that in the podcast space, and that sets you apart. Definitely. Yeah.
And, you know, of course, what comes with that is nobody's listening for a while, or it's tiny, tiny, tiny. But for me, in the way we're handling this is that really wasn't a problem. I certainly want a new audience in the world of podcasts, and that's come in the 10 months or so, that 12 months that we've been doing this. But having a place to initially just repurpose content. So we've made a lot of video and other content for YouTube, and that became a very important part of our business as we started really in 2010 and started to develop this product that we've got, the X10 machine. And as we built the audio video content that we've put on YouTube, I was looking for another place to stick it. So though, you know, simple, do a podcast, use the audio, boom, it's already done for me, really. And then as I realized that there was so much more to do with a podcast versus a 3 or 5 minute testimonial from a patient, that I can actually put an intro and an outro, to add a theme, to, you know, put my voice on the podcast, to then start to think about interviews with outside people that are meant for the podcast, to then extend it to a long form interview, then with the idea of not just an edited audio piece that we're reflecting well upon our business or our company or our product, but maybe a chance for people that never get a chance to hear the real story, the good, the bad, the hard parts, the tears, the difficulties, the journey someone goes on in a recovery from a knee surgery. Suddenly it took on a life of its own. And so it was initially just what a great repurposing idea of content. And then it's taken on a life of its own. And now it's come full circle because, of course, the long form pieces that we really never had before that we're doing for the podcast end up, you know, of course, on our website. And there's all this attention that is in the blog/podcast post on our website every time we launch a new podcast. That's also generating all kinds of interest and all kinds of business for us. So that the fact that we've got a 30, 40, 50 minute interview now that I can place in the world of podcasts, on our website, on Facebook, on YouTube, it's a whole thing unto itself. So an interesting, you know, place to throw content turned into a whole world of marketing that has been tremendously important to our business over the last, you know, 10 or 12 months.
Oh yeah, that's the way it is with a lot of podcasters. They start out with one, you know, one goal, one motivation, and it morphs into kind of a life of its own. I know I've done that with podcasts in the past where, you know, oh, I'm really interested in this subject, so, you know, let me get on a Wikipedia yank and then I'll do a podcast about it. And pretty soon you become the expert in that particular niche, and it takes on a life of its own. And I think that's what, you know, it's kind of happening with you guys, with your podcast. You're kind of becoming the gurus of knee recovery because you've got so much stuff out there.
Well, that's great to hear. And I think you're right. And I think that I can do a service, truly provide a service. Behind this sounds sort of Machiavellian. Ooh, PJ's got a podcast and he's going to take on the world. Well, really what's going on is trying to help people who are worried, nervous, afraid, concerned. Things are, you know, ahead of them with a knee surgery, or they've already had surgery and it hasn't gone well, and they need a shoulder, you know, to cry on or to lean on. And when you start hearing our interviews with, well, medical professionals, that can be pretty comforting to get some real insight from a pathologist, a doctor, a PT, one of our recovery coaches, or hearing another person, a regular old patient who had a knee problem and has gone through it and has successfully navigated those waters and ended up on the other side, mobile and happy and, you know, glad they did it. That's really helping a lot of people. And there is no space where there's no other podcast and there's not a lot of, you know, I think useful content, you know, that's organized like we're organizing it to help people along that journey. So we're providing a service to people that may never, we're tiny. We're a little company in Michigan with outlets in a few parts of the country. We have big aspirations. We think we will be the big solution for knee surgery recovery with our X10 machine. But right now, we can provide a role of education, demystification, solace, comfort to a lot of people. And if you look at the process of going through a knee replacement, which we focus a lot of energy on, there are some educational moments in your journey towards surgery. But I end up speaking with people 4 or 5 times a day who said, gee, I wish I had known. I wasn't fully informed. I'm surprised by the challenges that I'm having now. If only I had discovered you or discovered your content or been better prepared to go into this, you know, elective surgery to have my knee replaced, good God, you know, I would be a lot better off. And so I think of us as medical communicators bringing voices. It's not my voice. I'm not an expert. PJ is not, you know, but I can get them.
Right. Well, you get, you know, through your podcast, you can get them the correct information and point them in the right direction where, you know, a lot of other, you know, like a 5-minute YouTube video might be interesting, but I don't think you get to go as in depth. And a lot of YouTube creators don't have direct relationships with their listeners. And I find in podcasting, you do end up having some direct relationships with your listeners.
It's a strange, intimate thing, even though it is one-way communication, you know, yet in the end, I personally and our team, you know, get on the phone oftentimes with people that have said, well, gee, we're listening to your podcast, and I'd like to learn more about that topic or about your product or what you guys do. And it's because, you know, it's, you're privately listening somehow. And, you know, you're, I don't know, it's audio is so different than video in so many ways.
A lot of it with podcasting is that most people are listening with earbuds and with, you know, or in their cars by themselves. So it's a very different experience than watching a screen or, you know, watching TV or even listening to the radio. Most people that listen to the radio are only half paying attention to it. People that listen to a podcast don't accidentally listen to a podcast.
Yeah, that's true. And you know, again, the length, the long form nature of some of our work, not all of it. Lately, I've been doing some really short little, you know, 3-minute things to be educational for during a certain theme. But generally, I'm not in a hurry at all. I want people to get to know the subject and then let them talk and let them unveil, you know, things that, you know, a surgeon or a physician's assistant or a physical therapist may not get into. Because if you think about it, you're going into your doctor, you're going to have something done. You know, they're not necessarily going to tell you all the things that can go wrong. You know, they're not going to get into, well, you know, the success rate is, and, you know, when we have a problem, I mean, because they're almost unselling the process of having work done, you know, having a knee replaced in this case. And I want people to go in eyes wide open. And the way to do that is to go long, you know, let someone explain their 3-year journey, you know, and you know, and to many, I think they'd be like, God, the last thing I want to listen to is someone talking about their knee for 3 years. But, you know, put yourself into a situation where you're actually going to have a knee replaced in a couple months. Boy, do you want to get all the information that you can. And I think we're providing an opportunity for that, really.
Yeah, it's just like, you know, someone's going out to buy a new car. They do a lot of research and they're really interested in it while they're researching it. And same thing with, you know, especially with this kind of thing, because you got to have all the information and it's better if you go in, as you said, eyes wide open.
Yeah. I mean, it's part of our marketing at our company. And so I believe in trying to connect with our, I'm not unique at all, but in this, but I want to connect with our customers, our people, as closely as possible. So we create private discussion groups on Facebook. We obviously have our YouTube channel. We're our website is very educational in nature. And so we're doing as much as we can to really get right in on the phone, get right into a relationship with a person who needs our help, whether they need our device, our X10 machine, or they don't. We're trying to provide a connect with them in some way, and the podcast fits right into that mix. So that, you know, the of course they're being shared in our private discussion groups on Facebook, on our Facebook page, on YouTube, on our website. There are many ways for people to, you know, get involved, more involved than they might have expected into this process of having something done, you know, elective on their knees, because, you know, we're reaching out and trying to say, hey, listen to this in whatever form. So I'm not obsessed with my numbers on Apple Podcasts or my beautiful analytics that you guys provide, as much as I, you know, am what's going on. Also, how many views am I getting and listens am I getting on Facebook? What kind of activity am I getting on the repurposed content on YouTube? What kind of activity is happening on our website? It for me, you know, it's agnostic. I don't care in the end where someone's coming in touch with us or with our audio piece as much as that, you know, with the impact that it can have on them.
Right. Yeah. We always like to say to people, or I always do in my interactions at work, we don't really care how you listen or how you interact as long as you listen. So,
yeah,
you know, a lot of times people will say, you know, oh, I want people to listen on Apple because I'll get a better, you know, rating on Apple or whatever. And it's like, well, you know, that's not exactly helpful to people that don't want to deal with Apple. You know what I mean? As long as they can hit play somewhere, doesn't matter where that is.
Well, and that's the beauty of what you guys do, because you've created some beautiful assets in WordPress, you know, where we're now reflecting, you know, every time I post a podcast, there it lives on the webpage with all the links, all the smart stuff that a person would need to digest that content, you know, in a new window or download the content or find it on Stitcher or wherever the heck they need to go. It's all serving it up just beautifully. I get to look at the analytics on the back end through you guys and understand what's happening where. But you're right. You know, we just want people to get some value out of this content wherever it is. And I mean, and this is not to be any kind of commercial for you guys. I know that's not your intention, but wow. I mean, it's been such a great experience to this day, working with you and frankly everybody else that supports you in the back. And it's been really easy. And when things change and categories shift on Apple, and you know, you guys are there, I right on my dashboard, boom, I get to see all the news. I'm not worried that I'm missing out on stuff because you're making sure your people are.
Yeah, we really try to keep up on it. And of course, this podcast is kind of an extension of that. You know, the one that you're interviewing on now, Podcast Insider.
Live.
The reason we're doing this is to keep, you know, people informed about what's going on in the podcasting world, and you know, give some inspirational stories. That's what these interviews are for. To, you know, say, you know, you don't have to be the same as everybody else. You know, it's, you know, some of the diverse subject matter. I mean, you know, who would have guessed I'd be interviewing a guy about knee surgery?
Never, right? And who would want to, right?
Yeah, exactly. But, you know, it's an interesting niche and all that. And, you know, you're doing it for business. So there's a lot of other motivations, you know, like a lot of podcasters do a passion play, you know, where they're, you know, they're really passionate about a subject. And some podcasters do it strictly to make money. Some do it to market offline businesses, and that's great. And there's nothing wrong with any of that. And speaking of business, has it helped your business?
It has helped tremendously. And then, and, you know, remember, we're still kind of within a year of starting. And if you were to go back to the beginning of our feed, you'd be like, well, PJ, that's not much to listen to. They really were pretty raw.
We always tell people that your first episode sucks. Your next episode's going to suck a little less, but keep going.
That's right. Yeah, and it's almost, you know, based upon if someone were to listen to this interview and then go back and listen to you'd just watch our story live. You don't hear my voice for 3 months. There isn't a real interview. I mean, it was just a callous marketing play, you know, to start, and it's turned into a love-filled, living, breathing, beautiful thing, you know, in a very short period of time. But in that time frame, you know, I was always wondering, when is the first person going to say that they've heard the podcast? That was always interesting. And that happened, you know, a couple months in. And then when was the first time that someone said, I'm here to have the X10 knee machine as part of my recovery after surgery or as a prehab tool because of the podcast? And then that happened. And that's happening now weekly, where someone says, well, thanks a lot. I'm listening to your content. I want to talk. I'd like to use your device, your offline machine in your home for recovery device. You know, I want to use that. I'm in. What do I need to do? I'm in Michigan. I'm in Ohio. I'm in Florida. I'm in Texas. You know, and so it's truly transformed the intelligence of the people with whom we speak when we're doing a conversation, a prospective conversation. It's also brought in a whole bunch of more people that are now there because of the content, because of the podcast. And if we hadn't said, let's make a podcast, we wouldn't have had long form video. That video wouldn't have been on Facebook, YouTube, our website, et cetera, et cetera. So it wouldn't exist if the podcasting world wasn't there for us. So the point of a podcast turned into great content that is now driving business, you know, and as a little company growing, wanting to take on the world, you know, a new marketing avenue, a new way for people to get to know us. I mean, it's as precious as it can be. And here's the other thing, Mike, what if Google changes its algorithm? Ha ha ha. They change their algorithm.
They do it all the time.
They just did it to me and my YouTube numbers are down, but my website's awesome because I've, you know, if Facebook starts to fade or YouTube has a moment or, you know, whatever's going on, I've got multiple avenues of communication going on that I'm not reliant as much as I used to be on one thing, which was YouTube for the longest time.
Right. And that's one of our company philosophies is, you know, we want you to promote you and, you know, we want you to do everything from your own home base, your own website. So, you know, even if all of this stuff goes poof, people know your website and they'll come back to your website to wonder where you went. And so,
Boy, are you right. I mean, you own your website. You know, whatever Google's doing, there's a lot less ownership on all these other places where they want us to spend our time on Facebook. Facebook wants you to stay on Facebook. They don't want you to go to Apple Podcasts. They want you to stay on Facebook. So does Google. They're all there just to keep you in their universe. And I'm like, okay, that's fine. As a marketer, I used to want to, oh, you got to come to the website. I want to read our blog. Come over here. You're there. Come here. Yeah. You know what? Forget it. Stay there. Stay on Facebook.
Just be everywhere.
Watch. Listen. Listen there. Listen. I mean, you know, I'm going to put my podcast every week on the various places that I've got on Facebook. And people are consuming it. Lots of people are consuming our content there. Same with a little bit less on YouTube because it's much more of a video medium. Our website, tons of listens, and of course all the various avenues for podcasts. So you stay where you are, stay in your lane, that's great, but we're going to be there for you with this thing that I can, you know, spread around.
Yeah, that's like I said, that's the beauty of podcasting is it goes, you know, goes a lot of places and you know, you go where the listener is, and also you have your home base that you send everybody back to if they want more information and all that. And like I said, using it the way you did and the way you are is definitely a good way to market. And it's funny that, like you said, you started out as a strict marketing play, and then it grew into a passionate thing. So, It just has a habit of doing that. That, you know, those of us that get passionate about podcasting, you know, just for the sake of podcasting, even.
Well, I mean, it's a lot like Google and YouTube in some ways, in that there's a search engine, there's a ton of very specific educational content. It's its own little world. I think of Apple Podcasts, but I also think of Spotify and other places where you can just search for what you're looking for. And I think as more and more people listen and consume, they become fans. I have way too many podcasts that I try to consume every week, lots of marketing and a lot of education. I go, if I'm listening to MSNBC for some reason to keep up with what's going on in our nation's capital, I almost feel like, you know, this is great, PJ, you're doing a nice job. I guess you know about what's going on, but you could be learning from another podcast. And I'm then going through my marketing list of these smart folks, the Bacon Podcast or Marketing Insider or 50 others that are, you know, going to educate me and make me smarter, A, in podcasting and B, in marketing. So it's a universe unto itself in some ways, with tons of smart people who, yes, they want to put in some cases the best stuff behind a paywall. But I would say that, you know, most of the good content is actually right there, front and center, without having to subscribe to a lot of it.
Oh yeah, and you know, you put in just about any subject matter, and there is a podcast about it. You know, I even know of the one about knee surgery recovery.
That sounds interesting. What's that all about?
Yeah. So anyway, I just
pulling shameless your leg plugging, there. Mike.
That yep, shameless plugging. Well, it's that time. If you want to shamelessly plug, how would we get a hold of you? And what's the website address and all that good stuff?
God bless you. Our business address is x10therapy.com. So x10therapy.com. Although if you typed in X-T-E-N, you'd still get there because I'm so smart.
There you go.
Kidding. So X-10 Therapy is where really the home base for all this is. But of course, the podcast is called the Bee's Knees Podcast. And, you know, we are, yes, everybody, self-serving in some ways on the podcast. We do focus on a lot of our X-10 knee machine patients. Okay. But I have plenty of people that are completely unrelated to our business and have never used our device. And, you know, if you have any need for, you know, help on preparation for surgery or having a tough recovery, that's really the point of the podcast. As much as it's helping our business, it's just helping people. So the Bee's Knees Podcast, lots of platforms, of course, all of the major places to get podcasts, x10therapy.com. And then, you know, if you go there, the last little shameless moment of my little plug here is that we do have all kinds of things like email series and private Facebook groups that are devoted to very, very, even more, Mike, even more niche spaces within the world of knee surgery.
So do you have one group for left knee and one for right?
Not quite that bad.
Oh, okay.
Boy, if you're going to have an ACL versus a torn, you know, we get kind of narrow, and that's the beautiful world of Facebook and their private groups. So, you know, again, you don't ever have to talk to us and listen to my voice, but you can certainly get involved with other people that are, and that's right on the homepage. So we're trying to play the role of medical communicator, educator, information sharers, as much as we want you to know about our machine. So,
oh, well, very good. Well, thanks for being on the podcast, and I think that you're doing an interesting thing with the niche that you're in. It's you know, it's a lot of people do podcasts that you know, are not niche down, and they realize that that it's hard to get an audience for a general thing like that. And you know, even if you know your audience is small, you've got the right audience, and that's the other thing about a niche. So I applaud you. Your audio sounds awesome. So we didn't even get into the geekery, which is usually my specialty, but
right.
But everything sounds great, and we wish you best of luck.
Thank you, Mike. This has been really fun. I really appreciate it.
All right, Mike. That was a great interview.
Yeah, it was. It was real fun to you know, for me to get in and start interviewing. So I've got a few more scheduled, and
I've got a few in the can. But if you want to be on the Podcast Insider, and again, this is kind of a special formatted show today because we're here at Podcast Movement. let us know. You can email me, Todd at blueberry.com or Mike at blueberry.com. Let us know that you want to be on the show, and we will we'll get you, or even have Mackenzie interview if you want to be with her. She's going to make some debut with the new show here very, very shortly, hopefully maybe next week. Yeah. And then, but what's going on the support team? You guys are a little bit behind on tickets because of us being here, or are you caught up?
Yeah, a little bit behind, but, you know, Dave and Sean and John are kicking butt, so we're in pretty good shape that way.
So we missed a topic earlier on.
Oh, yes.
The folks at podcastmusic.com announced their licensing deal with Source Audio. And what that really means is sometime in maybe the, near the end of this year or by 2020, you're going to be able to get, you know, 30 seconds, 60 seconds, 2 minutes of maybe, you know, some riff from a commercial podcast. Commercial music. You're not going to get the full track. Maybe in some instances you will, maybe on some covers, but this is a big, big deal.
Yeah, it's, there's not been an easy or cheap legal way to play licensed music in a podcast. So, you know, and this leads the way for that to happen. A lot of the companies will work with Source Audio, and now that they've made that deal, I think it's going to be pretty nice.
I always laugh, and of course, I always ask those teams, when am I going to be able to play AC/DC Black and Black in the first 30 seconds of my show? And they kind of roll their eyes, but that seems to be the most popular artists that are asked for. And they said, we'll see, maybe soon. So,
well, we'll see. You know, it's one of those things, you know, that if you like popular music and all that, and you want to put it in your podcast, that like I said, there wasn't a way to do
it. Right.
And now there is, or there will be.
Not that I really would want to blast people anymore. You know, that appealed to me earlier, but I think just like a smooth kind of, it doesn't even have to be 30 seconds, a smooth transition, a riff that really kind of gets people's attention. You know, maybe the introduction to Hell's Bells or something, that's kind of a way to wake the audience up with something pre-produced around that would be fun. But don't forget, Podcast Music also has lots of music already that you can get. We have a partnership with podcastmusic.com, and you'll find that in our partner pages on Blueberry. But because I think it's actually at blueberry.pod. Well, we'll have to look.
I forget what the link
is. There's a link.
But you can go there and you can buy full tracks, or you can rent the track, or however they put
that. And these are sound beds that are done that are made for distribution like that. So definitely something to consider. Mike, have we got anything else? I'm sure next week, after we've decompressed this week, we're going to have a lot of things to think about or talk about.
Right. Yeah, like I said, these are so hard to quantify when you're here, but then you'll look back on it. So next week we'll have a full report of all the stuff that we found that was important and all that. And
because you're here in the season of the moment, you're like, you know, I've got all kinds of notes I'm spread between my cell phone and pictures and stuff like that. So we'll have time to go through that all. But we appreciate everyone being here. We want to encourage you to share the Podcast Insider podcast at podcastinsider.com. Get over there and subscribe to the show if you're not already. And we definitely thank you for your ongoing patronage of being customers of blueberry.com. And if you're not, don't forget, we are the world's master, Mike is, of migrating folks from other systems or from other platforms.
Sure.
But again, the Blueberry story and how we build and how we want podcasters, or encourage podcasters to build, is proving once again to be very monumentally big. So thanks for being here on Podcast Insider. Mike, any last words?
No, we'll catch you next week in a much quieter studio environment. It is kind of nice to have the ambiance in the background.
Yeah, it is interesting. It depends if you like that or not. But
right.
And we're actually got about 30 minutes left before the show closes. So everyone, thanks for being here on Podcast Insider.